Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
That's right. The Drive is live. You heard Clint right there, and you see Tyler as well showing his nipples. This is around the time where you, if you got on top of shaving.
Yeah, that's rough.
You're 2 weeks too long. And that's why
too early.
But that's what I'm saying. But
it grows so fast.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You have to get on top of it. Now you get there, and now you got to start using Nair, and now you got to start taking.
Oh, I'll never touch Nair again.
But you look like like the way black folks get their hair cut. You look like an every 2 weeks.
I mean, that's probably accurate. It needs to be every 2 weeks, but dude, it's a lot of work.
I'll be honest with you. You're doing black folks a disservice. I've been around a lot of black folks that get haircut every 2 weeks. That's rough. Right? It looks like some mange right there.
That's not even that long since the last Manscaped.
I'm thinking that's 2 weeks. I feel like me and you, we should get on the same hair cutting schedule.
That's a lot of time.
I'm going tomorrow. You shave tomorrow, and then in 2 weeks, you just keep doing it. Because now, when you let it go that long, and the people on YouTube and Twitch, you see it. When you let it go that long, don't rub around them little nipples. When you let it go that long, it takes so much longer to have to take care of it and have to cut it. If you got on a 2 week schedule.
I'm so covered, though. It's going to take long no matter what.
No, not every 2 weeks.
It's 50 minutes minimum.
Much. It ain't going to have that much there.
I still got to cover the same surface area no matter how long the hair's
from
got.
From a fellow hairy
so
guy.
Thick,
from a fellow Caucasian, pasty skin.
You ain't that hairy. You can't let it get
I got to be the hairy.
You can't. There's no way.
Well, I've never seen him fully. I've never seen him fully. Mine's pretty rough.
If you just let it ride for about a month, you can go Tom Selleck. You can go Magnum P.I.
Mine's not that dark. Mine's red and gray, so it's not that dark. But yeah, thickness, yeah, it's ridiculously thick.
And we could see it coming out of the shirt.
Absolutely.
I'm connected eyeballs to feet, man.
I trimmed the whole thing. But here's the deal. You got to either keep that. If you're going to pull your shirt up, who gives a damn? But if you're going to pull your shirt up and show your nipples to our folks.
That's how you know the drive started.
You either got to get that thing shaved up or you got to keep your shirt on and let it grow out until it's just good and thick and hairy. And you just own the hairiness. One of the two. You can't pull up that mangy looking stuff.
It is about to get cold outside. I need to grow my winter coat.
I think you should. The problem with Tyler is he got kind of hair where it don't just hang out his neck. It'll come out of his sleeves.
It'll
curl
everywhere.
Around his sleeves. Oh. I don't have that.
No, everything is literally connected. From the only space I do not have hair is the small area of my forehead between my eyebrows and my hairline. Other than that,
I think if you hit it every two weeks, it'd be easier.
Well, I would let the hair tackle. Go. My problem is my hair, on my body, grows all different directions. I got cowlicks my shoulders and my chest and my back, so it just looks like hell. I can appreciate a good, solid, thick fur coat now.
Maybe once a week. Maybe you should do it. But right now, you're going every 6 weeks, and that's a killer. Or you go until I am going to...
The beach.
I'm going out of town. I'm going to Germany.
I need to be more aerodynamic.
I have a shirt off, so now I'm going
to
shave.
Yeah, as many vacations as you take, you do need to keep that thing trimmed
and
up.
And then you had that one situation where you injure yourself with that Nair or something?
Yeah, I almost completely removed my nipples from my body. I was not aware that Nair could damage the nips.
I want to move off this. Shout out to the 5-Hour Energy fan line. 5-Hour Energy, the official energy shot. Sports Radio 610 and football super fans, but yes, he does got a Teen Wolf type look going. But man, you like that is past razor. Like that's past what a razor. Like you got to do something. Like you got to do something to cut it down first. You might have to get some shears or something.
I use clippers only. Nair, never again. You almost took my nips.
Yeah, don't do that. All right, coming up on the drive at 2:30, we expect to hear from D'Amico Ryans, and we know that Clint is expecting and hoping to hear a new sound, a different voice from D'Amico Ryans, and hell, they're having team players-only meetings. Maybe it feels like there is a more serious nature to it. The word on the street is that... Maldonado led that players-only meeting. Martin Maldonado, the Houston Astros stepped in, and he led the players-only meeting.
He led the Texans meeting, huh?
Yeah, yeah, you know.
Let's go, Robert.
I mean, if he sniffs, if Martin Maldonado sniffs there's a players-only meeting, he's going to be involved. I think one of those times he did a players-only meeting for the Astros and then walked across the clubhouse and did one for the Twins because he felt like they needed to have one, too. So I just, Martin Maldonado loves a good team players only meeting, and so word on the street he led theirs. I might have to check on that. Cheryl might have to check on that. But no, we should. I can't wait to hear what he says. I know many of you all don't give a damn based off of some of the social media, but I would sure wonder if this is the week that we get some sort of an update on Christian Harris. 113 days since training camp started, and we saw him for 15 minutes at a practice. So, we'll, and by the way,
where are they?
Still from the understanding, it's a strained calf. So, all right. I think there are some women out here who were pregnant and have given birth since the injury to Christian Harris, since that hole started. But we'll hear from him at 2:30. So hang out with us there. A little program note for that. It is Tape Drop Tuesday, and Clint, a lot of people still talking about Bobby Slowick. Oh, John Crumpler's lost his damn mind. Who covers the Texans? Like John, and he's on the Bobby Must Go train.
A change is needed.
Unbelievable, right there. Bob Must Go.
It's nice knowing you, Bob.
Interesting thought there, but I know you watched the tape, and I know you've watched it. Saw you watching it some earlier. What's your thought now? Coming now off of that Sunday night game against the Lions.
Well, once again, folks ain't gonna like it, but Bobby Slowick was absolutely tremendous in the first half. And I mean, tremendous, better than I thought in the first half.
Mm.
And if we're being completely honest, he wasn't bad in the second half.
You ever watch Bobby?
As I mentioned yesterday.
You're about Bobby Slowick, though. You
Bobby know. Slowick. As I mentioned yesterday, this just is not the week to call for Bobby Slowick's job. The reason they scored 23, the reason they should have scored 30, the reason they had a chance to score the 30, what should have been the 33rd, but would have been the 26th point, and took a lead in that game late in the fourth quarter, is because Bobby Slowick made the adjustments that were necessary. You want to run down the list here of Bobby Slowick in the first half?
Oh, I want to hear it. Yeah.
The first touchdown, the formation and the motion, if you remember correctly, it was when he lined up Joe Mixon out wide to the right, brought him in motion, found a new little, gave him a different look, different motion, and the outside zone. It's the one time in the game where the outside zone actually worked and was effective, but got on the board after an early turnover, got a 7-point lead immediately. I talked yesterday at length in that depth about the multiple quick concepts, particularly using Tank early on and as the number one in the progression, and then using him later to what should have been the 30th point and put you up 30-13 over the Detroit Lions, who I think are the best team in football. That happened. The second touchdown was one of those where it took Bobby Slowick dialing up three straight plays that were all there. CJ missed touch on the first one, a little snag. He ended up throwing it away over the top of the Mixon's head in the end zone. Mixon was double covered. 19 was wide open underneath, or was open underneath. Tank then drops the out route on the sideline. Again, gets a soft corner, calls play. It would have been third and two right there. I mean, it was just absolute beautiful scheme. And Tank dropped one and CJ missed the other one. Luckily, he comes right back and Mechie runs a great route. CJ makes a great throw and it's a touchdown. The reverse that everybody's hung up on, I wanted to get a good look at it again.
That's the only thing I think happened in the first half.
If Joe Mixon thumps his guy at all, he play fakes and kind of runs into that defensive end that ends up making the play. If he thumps that guy, if he just connects with him, if he just gets a better effort, gives a better effort to block that guy, that play has a real chance. There's one DB out there, and we had a wide receiver that may have gotten in his way, but Tank Dell in the open field with one DB, I like that. I like that 10 out of 10 times. And the truth of the matter is, Ron, there were, and this holds true throughout the entire game.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.